Shalom, saints of God and servants of Jesus Christ. This is Sheila Crawford of the Shofar Ministries Hour, and welcome to the news portion of our program. Israel continues with its war against Hamas, now in its 50th day of rockets, intermingled, of course, with a few spurts of ceasefires, 11 to be exact, and now they might have just entered its 12th ceasefire, as Hamas claims victory in achieving its demands. Now, although not officially voted on by Israel's cabinet, it apparently has been agreed upon by Netanyahu. However, I seriously doubt that the other members will approve, which their vote is now a prerequisite for these kinds of agreements. And that bill was only established last year. And praise God for that, because on the top of Hamas's list is demanding its own private seaport and airport into Gaza. And we all know why they want that. They are also insisting on enough money to fix and rebuild what Israel has done to them, as well as the release of terrorists from Israeli jails, which Israel said they would never do again. And, of course, the border crossings reopened, and supposedly that is already being implemented in stages. If you recall, this is what Hamas demanded last time a ceasefire was called, and Netanyahu wouldn't accept their demands. And, in fact, he denounced them. So why now does he say it's a possibility? Probably because Obama has gotten involved and alongside with Egypt has again pushed Netanyahu till he said, ouch. What the push was is anybody's guess, but it makes me sick that Bibi keeps caving in instead of finishing the job. I guess we just have to be patient until God says it's time, but I can assure you one day that time will arrive, and that unfinished job will be finished. In other news, a new development has occurred regarding Lois Lerner and her amazing missing tapes that are proving not to be missing after all, and will probably expose Obama's part in the cover-up. Thanks to the unrelenting efforts of Judicial Watch, Justice Department attorneys have reportedly admitted that copies of Lois Lerner's supposedly missing emails likely still exist on government backup computer drives. Of course, this should come as no surprise to anyone familiar with how email and government systems operate. However, the mainstream media is failing as usual to do its job, so is focusing rather on other issues, seemingly more important, and to Obama, that suits him just fine, as you also see him exploiting other news situations to divert attention from himself and the IRS onto other matters, like Ferguson, Missouri last week, and now the ISIS beheading of James Foley that experts are saying is probably a fake video. But it serves the purpose of elevating people's anger at ISIS, thereby encouraging a reason for war. Predictably so in Syria, to finally get rid of Assad, a goal our government and the global elite has wanted for a long time, since the Arab Spring began. Oh, and how convenient it is that ISIS recently captured Syria's main Air Force base, depriving Syria of radar coverage and air defense in that region, making its forces pretty unaware of any flights coming in from the northern area. So what I see is this ISIS takeover is to Obama's advantage by making it easier to fly in unawares. Imagine that. Could the airstrikes really be against Assad and Damascus, and ISIS is the cover story? We'll soon see, and don't think Assad isn't aware of this possibility. For yesterday, Syria's foreign minister warned the United States not to conduct airstrikes inside Syria without consent, saying any such attack would be considered an act of aggression. Remember, saints, every major occurrence is planned by the power elite, or it doesn't happen. It's all a game of chess. The piece is being moved by the rich globalists to continue chaos as the precursor to a new world order. So expect more. And tonight will be the concluding program for a while on the Jesuits and the Vatican. For next week in September, we must cover the fall appointments of God, which begins on the 24th with Rosh Hashanah, which is the birthday of Adam. But I do want to suggest that you go to a webpage that will explain what is right now occurring with the current pope, who, by the way, for a reminder, I'll tell you that he recently said that no one could have a personal relationship with Jesus without the church's help, referring, of course, to the Catholic Church, and that he has no problems with a gay lifestyle if they are good people, and that atheists can go to heaven. Now, I don't know what else you need. The evidence is conclusive. And there are even quite a few members of the Catholic Church denouncing him as a heretic. Anyhow, check out this website, itccs.org. That stands for International Tribunal into Crimes of Church and State. Again, that's itccs.org. It looks like this new pope will also have to resign or be openly exposed for some pretty awful past crimes of human trafficking, just like the previous pope. But don't shoot the messenger. Do your own homework, and this will be a good start for anyone who really wants the truth. Once again, that's itccs.org. And we here at Shofar Ministries want to encourage you to stay focused on his plan. So do not grow weary in doing good and continue sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And please pray that we can remain on the air, for donations are needed to do that. Remember, September 5th at Chester Christian Center in Chesterland, and the topic is the soon coming Feast of Trumpets, which is the anniversary of the creation of man, with the possible catching away of the Bride of Christ. Certainly my favorite subject. Now, don't move that dial or your mouse. The Shofar Ministries Hour continues right now.
Shalom, Mishpucha. That means family. And you're our radio family. Welcome to the Shofar Ministries Hour live on Christian Radio 1220 AM, as well as WHKWradio.com. This is John Bartlett, your co-host, with our Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford. And we're so glad you could join us tonight as we take a closer look at who we are really fighting against. And it's certainly not flesh and blood. But before we get started, we're going to pray. And pray with me if you can. Abba, Father, we praise you. We appreciate you so much. Everything you've done. And you continue to do for those who are called by your name. We earnestly pray for the lost souls of our loved ones. And we ask you that you soften the soil of their hearts. Pull away that veil and open their eyes to see that your Son, Yeshua, is the only way to you. And we exalt you as Lord over all. We lift up any diseases our listeners may have, and especially the ones that have contacted us. And as a matter of fact, we just lift up any prayer request that you have sent us and that's come in this month. And in your name and through your power, we pray this prayer of faith, knowing that you love your people and you will answer those prayers. And we continue to thank you for this opportunity for us to be on the air to speak the truth of what's going on in this ever so increasing evil world. And as long as you provide, we will continue, Abba, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And we pray that more solid Christians will join us in this battle, exposing error. In the name of Yeshua, amen.
Amen, and shalom to you all. As I said last week, if you can get to a map of Europe, it might help to finish the study of World War I, which I suppose could be boring to some people, but I've tried my darndest to make it easy because I think we have to have a little bit of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to remind you that the lines are always open for your in-time questions, comments. 888-677-WORD. That's 888-677-WORD.
And remember, if you're just getting on board with us tonight and you want to listen to our previous shows, they're all archived for you at shofarministries.net.
They are indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, again, I need to clarify right away before we get started here that I am not bashing Catholics. I am exposing the hierarchy and their teachings that are spiritually hurting people, such as I was, who was taught heresies, and I was 35 before anyone even told me the truth. And I didn't believe it for over a year. I was in denial that maybe I got it wrong. Finally, it got through that good works and the sacraments were not a requirement for salvation, as it said in my catechism. And by the way, it has never been removed, even with Vatican II. And if you have one, you can, or if you don't have one, it's easily to find. The Vatican II catechism, you can buy them anywhere, any bookstore. Go to paragraph 1129, and it will tell you that the sacraments are part of being saved. You need them, and it's just not so. So, instead of calling in and being so angry, let's talk about just one of the heresies at a time, nice and calmly. But I have to say, if you could please answer this one question, and that is, how in the world does a pope say that atheists that do not get saved, now we're talking about stay atheists, can go to heaven based on their good works, when it was always said you had to be baptized a Catholic to be saved? So which is it? And has all the other infallible popes and past teachings been a lie? Catholics should be storming out from their churches in droves after this. But they stay and defend. And then they yell at me, who is only trying to present the truth. I really am amazed at the high levels of deception. And I'm telling you, Jesus had it so right in Matthew 24, when he said that the very first sign of his return would be the gross deception before any of the other signs were listed. And remember, it's Satan who is behind this. And he is so slick that he would use good people to attain his goals.
We are addressing the hierarchy. Anyway, you got to remember that, not the pew fillers.
No, I'm trying to explain to them that
that's who they
need to get out.
Yeah.
They're good people.
And according to this statement, you know, the atheists can go to heaven, and this was by the highest ranking leader of a church that has, what, a billion souls. That they are responsible for. They are responsible for. And they're not leaving.
I know.
And it's a slap in the face of our Lord.
Well, I should say maybe they are. We just don't know about it yet.
We don't know that. But
I would think they'd be running out of the churches. I mean, this is just awful. This is heresy.
Well, you got to remember that, you know, what Jesus did for us on the cross, the finished work.
Right.
Is there. And they're adding more to that. And it's sure. Well, it's like you said, this is. Deception was the major sign listed.
That's right.
When Yeshua was explaining the signs of the times in Matthew.
And not only that, John, I cannot, you know, judge somebody's heart. I mean, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to point out the error so that regardless of where you're at in your Christian walk, maybe you say you're a saved Catholic, but I'm telling you, get out from there and be saved somewhere else. Because you can't stay under leadership that teaches heresy. You just can't do it and really be saved.
I believe that, too. And you have really made yourself perfectly clear. And actually, if you know the truth and you keep it to yourself, you don't really love your fellow man.
That's not love at all.
That's not love.
No. No, that's not caring.
No, I can give you a scripture on that. We can do that later.
In a second, we will do that.
Yeah.
So again, people, please do your own research. You know, check it out. I've given plenty of resources over the weeks, particularly even the paragraph numbers in the Catholic Catechism, easily obtainable. And as you just prayed, John, I hope more real Christians will speak out and start exposing the errors of this religion. Plenty of biblical knowledge out there. And actually, thanks to the Internet, most is just a click away. And I know that Satan can use the Internet for evil, too. But so God can do it. And I'll tell you what, there's information that you can get. And remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11. Don't just put up with false teaching. Say something and expose it, Ephesians 5:11. And I think you have a scripture in the Old Testament.
Or the First Testament, if you will.
And then we'll take our first caller. Go ahead.
It's the love your neighbor scripture. Everyone's familiar with this scripture, but it does start out, do not hate your brother in your heart, but rebuke your neighbor frankly so that you won't carry sin because of him. Don't take vengeance on or bear a grudge against any of your people. Rather, love your neighbor as yourself. And if you really love someone, you're going to tell them the truth.
Oh, that's excellent.
That's right. You'll tell them the truth.
All right. We have a caller, and his name is Jack. And, Jack, you're on the line.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
I have three questions for you. My pastor told me that my body is my soul. And I said, no, your soul is separate from your body. And he said, no, Jack, if your soul never died and it lived forever, you would be equal to God. And I said, no, I wouldn't.
No. No, there's body, soul, and spirit. Body is your flesh. Soul is your mind, will, and emotions. And your spirit, of course, is your innermost being that when you get saved, Jesus comes and lives inside of you.
So your body's not your soul then?
No, it is not. It's your mind, your will, and your emotions, what you end up doing. Your body is just the flesh.
And then my second question, is the Saturday the true Sabbath?
Well, it was in the Old Testament, but now since Jesus came, he is the Sabbath. And if he lives inside of you, every day is the Sabbath is fulfilled. Okay? Now,
okay.
Some people still like to enjoy Saturday as their Sabbath, and they have every right to do so. But it's not required. Jesus fulfilled the Sabbath as he fulfilled the spring feast as well.
Because some people say Sunday's the true Sabbath.
Well, like I just said, he fulfilled the Sabbath, and he lives inside of you.
And then my third question is, Kevin said, my minister, that the Temple Mount has nothing to do with the second coming of Jesus, that he could come before the Temple Mount gets rebuilt.
Well, the rapture will come before the temple will be rebuilt on the Temple Mount, in my opinion. Now, when he comes back the second time and we're with him, where everyone will see him, then he will set up his kingdom and use the Temple Mount at that time. So he's right there.
Okay. Thank you. My ministry confuses me.
Oh, well, you just take it one step at a time.
That's a good question.
Because I know I would never be equal to God if my soul never died, because I couldn't heal dead, raise dead people from the grave, or heal blind people, or say to a guy, take up your bed and walk. I couldn't do that.
You're right, Jack. God bless you.
Good questions from Jack.
That's right. Questions. Amen. Nice caller.
Well, okay, we were
And if you want to call in, the numbers are 888-677-WORD. And now we're here to answer.
That's right. And we're doing a lot of witnessing, especially to Catholics tonight, I guess. But we're trying to keep it simple.
Well, that's where my heart is right now.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a little while, but we will be moving on. Don't worry.
And not just Catholics, but anyone who thinks their religion can save them, that's error. I mean,
that's
it can't. It
well.
Can't. There's only one that can save us.
Well, there was a time when were a baby and weren't baptized yet, if you died the first week, you'd go to limbo. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Limbo.
That's what it was called, limbo.
I thought it
when I was a kid.
Like Rush limbo or?
No. And I don't mean to make light of this, but this is serious stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It
sure.
really is serious. But, you know, sometimes you have to have a little humor because it just tears me up.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it does.
So, and the other thing we have to remember, we said this last couple times, Jesus hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Now, if you've done your homework in Revelation 2, you know that the Nicolaitans is ruling of the people of the laity. In other words, elevating the hierarchy above the normal people. And let's face it, Pope Pius X said that he's God on earth.
Yes, and that's part one of
that's
our...
That's elevating the hierarchy.
It sure is. That's part of our Pope quotes that you can find on our archives. You know, and I'd say that's doing some kind of elevating. Wouldn't you? That's really elevating.
I think
right?
That's about the highest you can go.
Yeah. You can go to the archive if you want to read those quotes. We
that's
did
right.
that, I think,
about three
weeks
ago.
Yeah. Okay, well, I remember last week we began talking about World War I, how it was started, and World War II, as a matter of fact. It was started by the Vatican and the Vatican's underground army called the Jesuits.
That's right, now, the higher-level Jesuits.
The higher-level Jesuits,
the
right.
lower level are, you know, just regular okay. good people.
So we're talking to people that you and I may not ever run into, but we know they're there. Mm-hmm. But would you do a quick review for us? If we have some new listeners tonight, and they haven't gone to our archives yet. Just what we kind of
okay, I'll try
quickly
to just
cover
quick,
what we covered
quick summary
last
here,
week.
And
yeah.
then, of course, that should be enough to get people to want to go back to the other programs. And
okay.
we are so blessed. You know, when we were first mm-hmm. on WHK in, oh, my gosh, 2001, mm-hmm. we weren't able to do this and put it on the webpage. I just wasn't sophisticated enough at that time.
Yeah.
So we lost all those. But now we've been able to put it on there so anyone can go at any time. It's a plethora of information.
It is, and also just your newsletters are archived there too as
they
well.
They are.
And
they are.
There's
you
a
can
lot
print
of
them
info-
out. You can hand them out. Mm-hmm. Nothing costs you anything. I just want you to have the truth and be able to study and do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say if you want to give a donation, you're more than welcome to. Praise God and hallelujah.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Jesuits are obvious sheep in wolf's clothing. Jesus said they would be around. Paul said they would be around. So who are they?
Mm-hmm.
I say they're the Jesuits. And they have not only infiltrated Protestant religions by changing their identities and entered Protestant seminaries, hiding themselves, really, to who they are. And their main purpose was to create division and try to turn people away from Protestantism and into Catholicism. And it's...
You know, one of their tactics was actually to encourage the charismatic movement?
I believe they
you
did.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The one in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And like what the Pentecostal
right.
movement
and that
was,
would be
you know.
To draw Pentecostals in and say, see, we're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, of course, then there was the Evangelicals and Catholic Together Act or Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And that was signed, I think, oh, my gosh, I forgot the date, in the 80s maybe?
Mm.
And that was a huge feather in the Vatican's crown as well.
Wow.
But... again, the Jesuits not only infiltrated Protestantism, they infiltrated all walks of life, particularly the highest levels of government, with another goal, and that was to take down America so to better implement the New World Order. And I'm telling you, from all the resources that I have, and there's lots of sources out there, all the presidents except Lincoln and Kennedy were their puppets. As are most world leaders today, or they face assassination,
mm-hmm.
as Lincoln and Kennedy did.
Mm-hmm.
So, but John, you know what? Please, let's continually remind our listeners.
Yeah, it's not the people, but it's the evil forces behind this hierarchy that we're talking about, okay? We're not talking about pew fillers.
That's right. That's yeah. right. Again, we don't fight flesh and blood, and without the truth of God's word firmly implanted in one's mind, deception is a pretty sure thing. And that's another problem. As raised as a Catholic, I was told not to read the Bible, that it was too difficult. Only the priests could interpret it correctly.
Hmm.
I was also told it was not all inerrant, that there was things that had error in it. And that's why another reason why the regular people shouldn't read it, because they couldn't tell the difference. I was told that by a priest. And I was in my 20s at that time because I wanted to study the Bible, and went to a priest to see if he would have Bible study, and he, you know, more or less said no, pretty
oh.
much,
hmm.
pretty much.
That's
so,
really wild.
Yeah, it's really sad. Now, I know that's changed a little bit. They are using a little more of the scriptures now,
well,
but it's still what they pick, and it's somewhat out of context.
Yeah, but even at that, you know, there's a lot of people that are, their eyes are starting to get open now to this.
There are,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, people recognize the enemy, and in the short time we have left, just evangelize and offer the truth, because at this point, you cannot change what's ultimately coming down.
Yep, and what you're saying is you can't change the prophetic. It's in the book,
mm-hmm.
and that is the book
mm-hmm.
is the mainstay of Christianity.
That's
remember
right.
that. We have
gotta
to
have the
that.
Book.
Yes, gotta have the book.
So our Redeemer lives and is returning to earth to be king and to set up his kingdom. And that's what Christians have been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, so just get out there, share the truth.
Do it again. We can't say it enough.
And leave the driving to God to fulfill
his
word.
And he will.
Yes.
He will. You know what? Even before the creation of the Jesuits now, and that was really 500 years before the Protestant Reformation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before the creation of the Jesuits. In about 1054, we had a split, and it was the Eastern Orthodox religion away from the Roman Catholic Church. And that did not please the Vatican at all. In fact, the Pope vowed to get back at them, which is really the major reason for World War I, as well as the fact that Russian czars around 1814 actually threw the Jesuits out of their country. So they've had some revenge for years.
Now, wasn't the czar that did that, wasn't he later poisoned?
He was. That's right.
That's one of their methods, I know.
Mm-hmm. And other countries also banned the Jesuits over the years. Mm-hmm. So there is no denying that some leaders, some popes, recognized how ruthless they were.
And, of course, most of those leaders were assassinated.
Yes, popes were assassinated. Mm-hmm. Absolutely poisoned, mostly.
Yeah.
If they wouldn't go along with the program.
If they don't go along with the program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moving right along.
Yeah. Okay. Let's jump ahead to, let's talk about Luther's Reformation of 1517.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was, that really enraged the Vatican.
I would say definitely. And,
not long after that, what happens?
The Jesuits were created.
Yeah.
And that was in, do you remember what year?
Oh, yeah. I think it was around 1517.
No, that was the Reformation.
That was the Reformation?
How about 1540?
1540.
Got it.
So they waited a few years, or else they were figuring out how to do it in that little interim.
Yeah, they were actually created to fight undercover and deviously. They weren't going to be like the Knights of Malta or the Crusades and all that, where they were actually out there fighting. This was sneaky.
Mm-hmm. This is like a CIA, KGB type thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, something else that our listeners should know is that the so-called heroes of communism, Marx and Engels, who were credited for writing the Communist Manifesto in the 1880s, they were actually coached and directed by Jesuit priests. The Communist Party was formed for the task of destroying the czars of Russia because they were the protectors of the Orthodox Church that broke away in 1054.
And they're still hated by Rome since they split back there in, 1054.
That's right. It was for revenge. And the Communist Party was financed, in secret, of course, by these agents of Rome in order to create another power that would be servants to the Vatican.
It just sounds unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's hard to wrap your mind around this, but you have to remember the power behind the Vatican.
Very right. Mm-hmm. Very right. And I'm telling you, there must be at least a dozen resources out there, books that were written that are all complementing each other. They're all saying the same thing from different history times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyhow, the Jesuits arranged for the Archduke Ferdinand, who would be the eventual heir to the throne from the Catholic Croatian Austrian Empire, to be assassinated. So they arranged it for him to be killed. So the blame then could go on the Serbians, who were the Orthodox and rivals of Rome. And Pope Pius X, again, who called himself God on Earth, coerced Austria's emperor, who was also the uncle of the assassinated Ferdinand, to start this war of revenge, and it worked.
Satan had his war, and we're learning, too, that all these roads, they lead right back to Rome.
That's right. And you know what? We didn't get to take a song break last time. And
no, we didn't.
I'd like to have the song just so that it can lighten people up.
Yeah, get on.
Because the history can be, somewhat boring, but I hope it's not. I hope people are appreciating, the work.
Well, I know I am. I'm learning more now at this age than I ever did when I was in school. So.
All right. Well, me too, actually. I've been really learning a lot.
So what do we have, a song tonight?
We have a song, and
is it by the Liberated
Wailing
Wall?
Yes, you remembered. Okay.
All right, let's see.
The earth
Welcome back. Right. Welcome back to the Shofar Ministries Hour. That was King of Glory, as performed by Liberated Wailing Wall. That's a good tune.
Yeah, we just talked about the Wailing Wall tonight, so that fits right in there.
It fits right in there.
Yeah.
If you would like Sheila to speak at your church or your group, all you have to do is email her, sheila@shofarministries.net, or you can just call the office. That's 440-834-9006. Please leave a detailed message.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And your donations, of course, are very vital to keeping this program on the air and are still tax deductible. So if you like this program and if you are being blessed and learning from our teachings, then please consider being a contributor of any gift or perhaps a monthly sponsor.
That's right. And please send your love offering to Shofar Ministries, Box 513, Burton 44021. That's Box 513 in Burton, Ohio. We'll be giving that out later, too. On our web homepage, there is a Partner With Us button on the left side, and all donations automatically put you on Sheila's informative newsletter, so include your email or house address.
You can also pledge tonight by calling 888-677-WORD and give Derek your information.
Okay, so there you go. Newsletters and previous radio shows all there for you on shofarministries.net. And you can even order teaching DVDs as well, or CDs and DVDs, right?
Anything.
Okay, phone lines, once again, 888-677-WORD. That's easy. And remember, everyone, the first Friday of every month, we're at Chester Christian Center, and that's out in Chesterland, Ohio, at 11815 Chillicothe Road, or we call it Route 306, right there in Chesterland. It's close to I-271, I-90, and we begin promptly at 7 p.m. with Messianic worship.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And we're going to finish up tonight's program by finishing up some more notes on World War I.
Well, I never thought I'd be doing a program about the history of World War I.
Do you want to know something?
On this program.
I never did either. But, you know, I think it's important that we have just a little bit of intellectual education about these things, mm-hmm. so that when you're talking to particularly a Catholic person, you can maybe remember some of this stuff that all the wars were caused by.
Hmm. Yes.
The Vatican and the Jesuits.
Amazing. And their banking system and all the people that profited from the wars.
So back to that World War I, we see that the Pope realized that if Austria-Hungary Empire crushed the Serbs, then the Serbs, Orthodox Christian brothers from Orthodox Russia, their ally would enter to help.
Yeah, hoping the Orthodox Christians in Russia would be annihilated. That's what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they did enter. Mm-hmm. And then Germany and France and others joined in, and you have World War I. And in 1917, after 3 years, the United States entered the war as well.
Mm-hmm.
And by 1917, the last Tsar Nicholas and all his family in Russia were killed. Never again would a hated by Rome emperor rule Russia or protect the Russian Orthodox Church.
And payback time, as it always does with this, had come.
They got what they wanted.
They got what they wanted. It took them a while, but
Germany formally surrendered on November 11, 1918, and all nations agreed to stop fighting while the terms of peace were negotiated.
Mm-hmm.
The Russian Revolution, financed by the Jesuits in America, or called the Federal Reserve, the main guys were Jacob Schiff and William Sands, had begun the Soviet Bolsheviks, winning in the end and soon transitioning into communism.
And all thanks to Rome. This money was essentially stolen from the American people through the Federal Reserve Bank. And we know how that works. That's the IRS.
It's been going on since they started in what year was that? Do you remember? I think 1913? I think it was right before World War One.
They fought to keep the Jesuits out of this country. There's been a big fight to keep the Federal Reserve from happening, but we have it now.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
All because of the Titanic, which, by the way, is on our website. That is a great
story. Yeah, the untold story of the Titanic.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all the great nations, including the United States, by this time were pretty war weary. devastated, actually,
mm-hmm.
mourning their dead, peace was the great universal desire. Thus, when it was proposed by President Woodrow Wilson to set up a League of Nations to ensure peace, all the great nations jumped on that bandwagon without even stopping to read the fine print in that insurance policy. Then, Senator Henry Cabot Lodge Sr. actually prevented the United States from joining the League of Nations. So the Jesuits' plot to create a one-world governing body from which they could control the world was stopped. But only temporarily, the part of the Jesuits' plan had to wait about another 27 years for a repeat performance.
And we know that as the Second World War, and that resulted in, not League of Nations, the United Nations.
The Second World War.
The Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And how about some information on this Woodrow Wilson?
That's a good idea.
He was the president during World War I. He's kind of an interesting fellow.
He was. He was actually controlled and dominated by Colonel Edward Mandel House. And he was a Jesuit coadjutor. When I say coadjutor, that means he's not a priest.
Mm-hmm.
He's working for the Jesuits, but he's out in the government and anywhere else working undercover.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's covert.
That's right. But Wilson knew it, by the way, and once said that Mr. House is my second personality.
Hmm.
He is my independent self. His thoughts and mine are one. How in the world could anybody ever say that? So for 7 long years, Colonel House was Woodrow Wilson's other self. And it was House who made the slate for the cabinet, formulated the first policies of the administration, and practically directed the foreign affairs of the United States.
Well, right. It sounds like we had really two presidents for one. We had a president and a shadow president.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Colonel House was a super ambassador, by the way.
Mm.
He talked to emperors and kings as an equal, and he was the spiritual, let's say, generalissimo of the administration. And there's a book called The Strangest Friendship in History, and it's the story of Woodrow Wilson and Colonel House by Live Right Publishers, and the author's name is George Varick. If we have any history people out there, mm-hmm. that might want to check that out.
Varick or Vierick?
Vierick.
Vierick, okay.
Yeah, V-I-E-R-E-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he also writes that while Wilson was running for re-election in 1916, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is during the war,
mm-hmm.
he ran on a platform, and it said, because he kept us out of war, because they hadn't entered yet.
Okay.
Well, while he was running on this platform, his Colonel House was actually secretly negotiating an agreement with England and France on behalf of Woodrow Wilson that America would enter the war immediately after the election.
Mm.
House was also intimate with the power centers of money and power in Europe, and in fact, he had close contacts with both J.P. Morgan and the old banking families of Europe.
Hmm.
And there's another book, in case you're writing down references, people, that The Creature from Jekyll Island, American Opinion Publishing, is by G. Edward Griffin. And that's a good book that has all this information that mm-hmm. I'm giving you. So as a Jesuit, Colonel House carried out every desire. He used Wilson as a puppet to create the League of Nations for the Jesuits.
So Wilson was just Rome's tool, their puppet, actually, to do their bidding.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. like so many.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, the evidence is out there, people. Please just don't think I'm making all this up. So besides Russia, another reason for World War I was to pay back Germany for its opposition to the papacy and the Jesuits in 1860s and 70s.
Well, that's right, because Germany was the birthplace of those aided Lutherans.
That's right. That's right. So the papacy didn't like Germany either.
No.
In fact, Martin Luther was born in East Germany. And later, again, before World War I, Chancellor Bismarck, he he led Germany, and at that time it was known as Prussia, to military victories over the Jesuit-controlled countries, as we know, of Austria in 1866 and France in 1870. So Bismarck also outlawed the Jesuit order in 1872. So these crimes against Rome and the Jesuits, well, they had to be repaid. So hence, many thousands of Germans were slain in the bloodbath of World War I.
Yeah.
Sadly, Germany was also the country most affected at the end of the war. The victorious nations of Europe used the Treaty of Versailles to plunder Germany. The treaty imposed such an unfair burden of war reparations on Germany that when the French leader Clemenceau was asked by the press what the leaders had given the world by the treaty, and he said, "We have guaranteed another war in 20 years.
And he was right.
I know. So the Germans agreed to the terms because they were weak and defeated, but they swiftly rebuilt and attempted to pay back their enemies for the debt given to them after World War I.
And that payback was known as World War II.
That's right. So, after World War I ended, the Jesuits did not get what they wanted. Woodrow Wilson and Edward Mandelhaus managed to get them the League of Nations, but it failed miserably. Do you know why?
Yes.
I knew you did.
The United States refused to join.
That's right. So therefore, another war was necessary, a war so devastating, World War II, that the people would cry out for a United Nations. This was one of the goals of World War II.
That revenge and money, and that was interesting.
Yeah. So, what can I tell you? That was World War I, and hopefully we'll be getting into World War II, although there's so much information, where I'm going to really have to work hard at trying to summarize that.
But again, you see the Vatican with the same kind
Absolutely.
Of involvement.
Absolutely.
Undercover stuff, of course. And, of
That's
course,
right.
we know the thing that really got me was understanding the Serbian-Croatian thing. And the Croatians being Catholic and the Serbians being the Orthodox who broke away.
That's right.
And how the Austro-Hungary Empire was so huge. And in order to get a war going, they had to do something.
That's right. And you know what? I have to do some homework on Milosevic. Wasn't he a Serbian as well?
Yeah.
And Kosovo and all that kind of stuff. That's a whole other area.
Yeah, we need to look into that. But it's undercover agents that are, what did you say, wasn't mentoring, but they're the men behind the men, these shadow people that are
causing turmoil, causing chaos, because order comes out of chaos. And that's what they want. They want a one-world government so that the Pope can run everything. So that's why I believe that he's either the Antichrist or the false prophet. Not sure which, okay? But all I know is that he's going to be part of that. That's what Revelation is talking about.
Of course, yeah. And, of course, the people are the ones that are going to cry out for order.
Well, yeah, because it's
out
going
of the
to be
chaos,
forgiven.
Because they're going to be...
That's what the plan is. That's what the plan is.
And in Germany before World War II, and we'll probably be getting into this later, but it was very chaotic. There was a lot of rioting. There was inflation. And when they had riots in Germany, they actually shot each other. They would have, like, gun battles like the Old West right out in public squares and things. So it was really turning into a lawless society, and people were demanding order. Who's going to do this
for us? Absolutely. And that's what will happen.
And who knew that they were playing right into the hands of these elite?
Well, you know, even in America here, when the dollar falls, and it's supposed to be worse than the Depression, and then all of a sudden this man's going to come around and say that, hey, I can give you this and I can give you that, and we'll have a world government, and everything's going to be rosy, people are going to want it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because they're sick and tired of seeing all the bloodshed, all the hate and all that.
That's right.
Hey, you know, you we've done it. You did a good job of getting this information together. Could you give us a clue, like, where you were getting some of that from?
I can. Since we do have a couple of minutes, I think that would be a great idea. So, guys out there, if you have pencil and paper, you might want to write some of these down.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the resources, and, again, there's many. But The Jesuits by Malachi Martin, and he was an ex-Jesuit himself. He wrote all about it. That's a great book. And then there was another ex-Jesuit named Alberto Rivera. And all you have to do is go to Chick Publishing, and that's chick.com, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
He has all kinds of things on there, a lot of comic books and stuff, you know how they do. But his whole story, is you can get through them.
Mm-hmm. It's a graphic novel, I think they call them now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, oh, my gosh, it's called The Vatican Assassins. Now, this is by John Eric Phelps. He did probably the most extensive, but it's something like 1,600 pages. It's really huge.
Mm.
And I don't think the book is available anymore. You almost have to go to his website, VaticanAssassins.org,
really?
And download it. I think it costs
$35, mm-hmm.
and then you can get it in paper form. But
and why is it flying off the shelves? Or?
Well, he wrote it about 20 years ago.
Okay.
So, and
oh,
yeah,
it's getting rare.
It's a lot of people are reading it.
Yeah.
So I've just been reading it 20 pages at a time, so I've got it about halfway through.
Well, I'm glad. We pray for others to join us in this fight and
yeah.
of exposing wickedness and getting the truth out there.
That's right. And the other thing I want to say is just because I'm telling you that these resources and the names of the authors does not mean that I agree with their theology on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. I just am looking at the history that they've done on the Jesuits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you know, John Eric, you know, he he is a Calvinist, and so therefore we disagree on some areas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, I just wanted to point that out. And there's another one called The Secret History of the Jesuits by Edmund Paris. And the other one is actually by a Seventh-day Adventist, and it's called The Secret Terrorist.
That sounds like
And one more, The 50 Years in the Church of Rome by ex-Jesuit Charles Chiniqui. That was a very,
That's a good one. I downloaded that one, too. Thank you so much. Listener, if you haven't made Yeshua, excuse me, Lord over your whole life, or you just have a head knowledge of him and you're kind of like in the background, you know, just looking in, I'll tell you what, it's very easy to get your sins forgiven, get your life back on track. Just get on your knees and pray and repent. That means to stop doing those individual sins that are keeping you in bondage. He understands how they keep you in bondage, and he can break those bonds. So remember, it's always your choice of where you spend eternity, and God sends no one to hell. And you decide yourself where your soul goes, and your soul never dies. And it's got to go somewhere. So tonight, we hope you make that decision, and you make Yeshua, the Messiah, Lord of your life. Okay?
That's right. And then fulfill the Great Commission. Do what Jesus told us to do. Go and tell others that Jesus loves them.
And the Aaronic blessing for tonight. Yevrechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai panav v'lecha v'chunecha Yisa Adonai panav v'lecha v'yosem lecha Shalom.
The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom till next week. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122, verse 6.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the left-hand side of the page, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here.